Welcome to Student Activities Online Leadership Toolbox. My name is Imad Mohammed, and I am a graduate advisor at Student Activities at Minnesota State University, Mankato. This podcast is about learning how to approach and foster collaboration. We will discuss what collaboration is, how to prepare for collaboration, and skills and strategies to foster collaboration. Collaboration is a structured process where two or more people or organizations work together toward a common goal. Collaboration is a relationship that requires teamwork between parties and that promotes knowledge sharing, learning, skill sharing, and consensus decision making to meet a particular interest, mission, or goal. Before you begin the collaboration process, it is important to know your organization in terms of skills, resources, and everything between strengths and limitations. Knowledge on this information will allow you to identify when you need collaboration. Furthermore, being aware of the limitation of your organization helps you identify the characteristics and strengths, traits that you look for in a collaborator. When choosing collaborators, it is important to be mindful that the outcome of successful collaboration depends on the purpose, how it relates to those who are involved, and promoting positive relationship. Communication is critical when seeking collaboration. If your organization is initiating the collaboration, be prepared to present why others should partner with your organization. When you have identified that you are in need of collaboration, do your research about your collaborators. Know who they are, the work they do. Understand why they should participate and how this relationship is compatible to their values, interests, and mission. If the purpose for collaboration is not in line with the interest of collaborators' vision, the relationship may lack motivation. There has to be a common interest that is valued by all parties involved in order to begin the process and stay motivated. When searching for collaborators, keep in mind to search for diverse talents and skills that complement the purpose for collaboration. Diversifying your talents, skills, and resources allows you to bring different perspectives and groups that may complement your organization's strengths and limitations. Furthermore, try to search for organizations that are accountable and open to possibilities. Accountability and being open to possibilities limits conflicts and creates a relationship where people can exchange ideas and meet goals. Finally, choosing partners to collaborate with is just the start. However, fostering collaboration is a journey that requires skills and patience. Here are some skills that are helpful in fostering collaboration. Communication, being open to negotiation, understanding problem solving, encouraging and being open to feedback, setting ground rules to minimize conflict, being respectful to one another, searching for opportunities and encouraging participants from both parties, staying organized, and identifying goals and specific objectives to meet the purpose for collaboration. This podcast was presented to you by Student Activities at Minnesota State University, Mankato. Find other podcasts by logging on to mnsu.edu/activities/toolbox. Thank you.